Welcome to the What Did Jesus Say Movement podcast. I'm your host, Belinda R. Stokes, founder and leader of the What Did Jesus Say Movement. Today's podcast topic is, what did Jesus say about the future of his church?
Our scripture lesson today is found in the New Testament book of Matthew. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. I'll be reading it from the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads thusly, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." The learning objectives are the three things I want you to have learned by the end of the show. In other words, three takeaways. Amen. The first one is, describe the rock that the church is built on. Secondly, explain who Jesus is to the church. Thirdly, understand why the church is everlasting. Actually, we have four today. The fourth one is to tell how the disciples helped Jesus to build the church. Our Bible truth today is no Jesus, no church. And that's N-O Jesus, no church. No Jesus, no church. I have a question for you today. First, I'm going to make a statement. There is a myth going around in the body of Christ that the church is dying. Do you believe that? So just jot down on your paper, yes or no, if you believe that. And by the end of the lesson, you'll find out the truth. Because remember, that is a myth. Amen? Now, to give you some background on our text, Jesus was baptized and he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Then he performs his first miracle at the wedding of Cana. He turned water into wine. He taught on some parables, and a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And he did some healings. Now he's in Capernaum with the disciples, and he asked them a question. Who do people say that I am? And some say you're Elijah. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're one of the prophets. And you know how they are, somebody's always saying something. And then loud mouth, rambunctious, overzealous Peter stood up and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus was, flesh and blood has not revealed that unto you, but that's a revelation from my Father in heaven. Jesus goes on to say, "Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." I want you to pay very good attention to the words that Jesus is saying. What is the rock? Theologians and Bible scholars and even clergy today debate about what is the rock. Some people say the rock is Peter because Peter's name's is Petra, I think, in the Greek, and it means stone. But I wanted to know, it's not Peter. Peter was born in sin and shaped in iniquity like the rest of us. P- Peter died. Peter is still, his body is in the grave. It is not Peter. The rock is the revelation of who Jesus is. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Christ meaning anointed, and the anointed and the anointed one. And he's the Son of the living God. He's the second person of the Godhead. He is God, the Son, Jesus. Jesus is the foundation. He's the chief cornerstone of the church. This is why I said earlier, our Bible truth is no Jesus, no church. Jesus is also the architect and the builder of the church. You can't build anything of significance unless you start with blueprints. Jesus is the owner of the church, and he's the protector of the church. Jesus says, I'm going to build. In other words, I'm going to sustain. I'm going to uphold. I'm going to fortify. I'm going to preserve my church. The word my is a possessive pronoun. The church belongs to Jesus. Now, I'm going to say something, and I want you to listen carefully. We've all done it. We've all said, my church. The pastors always say, my church. The leadership of the church will say, my church. The members of the people will say, my church. I hate to bust your bubble. The church does not belong to you. It belongs to Jesus. What is the church? The church, the word church in the Greek is ecclesia. It is the community of faith. It's the body of Christ. It is those who have been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. The church are those who have been set apart, which means sanctified for God's purposes, dedicated. It is the universal church. The universal church is made up of churches all over the world. The universal church will never die. Now, there may be some local churches that might go away, but the universal church, which belongs to Jesus, will never die out. Jesus said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, that word hell, there are seven Greek and Hebrew words for hell. And this particular passage is really the word Hades. Now, hell is not the grave. Let me say that again. Hell is not the grave, but hell is the underground place, and it's a place of consciousness and torment. Those who are in hell, they know they are burning. They feel it. And it's a fire that never goes out. And this is where the souls of the unsaved go when they die for all eternity. Lord, have mercy. Death will not crush or defeat Jesus' church. No persecution, no opposition, nothing can destroy Jesus' church. The universal church is everlasting, and it will endure until Christ's return. Isn't that good news? So we have debunked that myth. The church is not dying. And what's so sad is one person says something, then everybody else act like a parrot, and now they want to repeat it. And we have to be careful about the words that come out of our mouth. We are either snared or blessed by the words that come out of our mouth. The church, Jesus' church, will never die. Now, there are people who don't go to church for whatever reason, but that does not affect the universal church. And I don't know who the statisticians are who are coming up with these things, but people are going to church. In fact, the landscape of churches have changed. Many people do stay home and they stream it, and they may send in their tithes and offerings that way. And there are many churches that have cell groups or what we call small groups or home groups. The church will never leave us. We will always have the universal church. Jesus also said to Peter and the disciples, I'm going to give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Jesus gives Peter and the disciples the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He gave them the authority. He gave them the power of attorney to carry out the Great Commission. The Great Commission is found in Matthew 28:19-20. And it reads, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Church leadership must ensure its members are saved and growing spiritually. If not, the church will become worldly and reflect more of the world's values than Christ's. For example, in the United States of America at one time, some churches compromised with the slavery trade. And unfortunately, today some churches compromise by not crying out aloud against evil, or they support politicians and laws that are racist, that are unjust, that are unequitable, evil, and downright demonic, that are in direct opposition to the Word of God. Jesus told Peter and the disciples, I want you to bind and loose. In other words, he gave the church power to declare unlawful the things on earth that have already been declared unlawful or lawful in heaven, and the power to do the works of Christ. What did Jesus say about the future of the church? He says, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Let's review quickly. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. The rock is the revelation of who Jesus is to the church. He's the Christ, the Son of the living God. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he says, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and you can bind and loose things that are in the earth that have already been declared in heaven.
Thank you for tuning in today. New episodes will be available monthly on the fourth week of the month. Please subscribe so that you will automatically receive each month's episode. Please share this podcast with your family, friends, and church family. And we invite you to like the What Did Jesus Say Facebook page.